Farmers protesting along supermarket aisles in Portlaoise recently. They want to be paid more for their produce by the multiples. Pig and poultry farmers are particularly annoyed because their margins have been squeezed this year. Some weeks ago we highlighted how high fuel and feed prices are affecting pig farmers. So how bad are things for poultry farmers? The Carton Brothers are Ireland's biggest poultry processor. They process about 800,000 chickens a week with an annual turnover of 200 million euros. Vincent Carton is chief executive of the company, and he has written to the big supermarket chains asking for a 15 to 20% price increase. His reason? The escalating cost of chicken feed.
Soybean rose 88%, corn rose over 60%, rapeseed 22%, barley up again around the 60%. These are mega changes. And the reason that's all happened is because of the drought in the US Corn Belt. But in addition to that, you have financial markets playing a part. If you accept a farmer grows the grain, 7 years ago, that contract was getting traded about 5-6 times. So you had the farmer selling to a distributor who transported it, selling it to a warehouse, selling it basically back again. Today, the same contract is getting traded 27 times. When the drought started to hit, the financial markets bailed into the industry. I have never seen it rise as fast as it did.
Vincent Carton there. Well, Ella McSweeney joins you in studio. Good morning to you, Ella.
Morning, Damien.
In terms of cost and margins and competition and structure, indeed, the poultry industry is like no other.
It is really like no other. It's a very, what they call, a very consolidated industry, whereas you imagine that farmers would have control over what they feed their animals and the animals actually that they breed or they own. In the poultry business, the processors, Vincent Carton and the like, have control over the feed. So they own the feed. They also own the day-old chicks. So the farmers are referred to as growers. And you have the processors in Ireland, and that in itself has become a very consolidated industry. We've got five left. Capucin and Coothill are in serious financial trouble. So in the future, you could be looking at just three processors left in Ireland. And the only sort of analogy I can think of is like a football club, where the processors are like the football clubs. They have their players, the growers, the chicken farmers, and it is at the moment incredibly difficult because of the price of feed. And this is a story, to be honest, that's been going for years. I mean, the chicken industry is run on tight margins, which is fairly ironic given how popular chicken is, but in some ways that's also the reason. In 2005, chicken became our most favourite meat in Ireland, took over from pork. But as you could hear, what Vincent said there was the drought in America, the worst drought in 60 years, has really affected prices. And it's a very volatile industry because of that. And chicken farmers at the moment are really, really struggling.
OK, and you've been speaking to one of them, Ella.
I have been speaking to one of them. I went up to Cavan to meet Alo Mohan. And Alo has four chicken houses. And just to very briefly, if people don't know how these chickens are reared, huge big sheds. They're brought in as one-day-old chicks. That is, the Carton Brothers own the chicks and they give them to the growers, as they call them, the farmers. There's 35,000 birds in one shed. Now, just close your eyes and imagine that visually. It's an incredible sight. The birds spend about 40 days in these sheds getting bigger. They're fed, they're watered. And after 42 days, they're sent to be killed. And within 12 hours, they are on our shelves or they are exported. Alo has four sheds. He does each sort of growing 42 day is called a crop. Alo does 7.5 crops a year, but at any one time he has in his four sheds 140,000 birds. Just as one aside, what I find really interesting was 20 years ago it took 58 days for the birds to reach the same weight. Today it's 42 days, and that's all about genetics. Anyway, I went down to Alo's chicken house. I went into one of his houses, 35,000 11-day-old chicks, absolutely gorgeous. And he told me what poultry farmers get for a €5 bird in the supermarket.
Your average price of a chicken is about €5. The farmer receives about 37 cents. So we have to provide its heat, which is anything up to 34, 35 degrees. I house that chicken, spend at least an hour and a half in the morning, and that would be two of us. And then you have to be back in for another hour before 6 o'clock, then another hour before 8, and then about another half an hour before 12. During that period of time, you may be up during the night because alarms go off, say a problem with the water, because they're relying on their feed from you. They're relying on their environment, as you can hear the fans in the background and the heating system in the background. So if anything goes wrong, you have to be able to deal with it immediately. If I turned around and said to people, we need about 5 or 6 cents more, and that makes a massive difference because of the number of boards we're talking about, it means that we can invest further. It means that we can start paying for our bills, because there's a lot of farmers that are really stressed at the moment.
And what does it say to you, the fact that you only get 37 cents for a 5 euro bird?
It's absolutely wrong. Birds don't know that there's a recession on, and neither should they.
Is the welfare of the chicken under pressure too?
Of course it is, and very few people will say that, but of course that is something that's going to come under pressure. If you see electricity prices going up over about a quarter, you see gas bills going up from 30 cents to almost 60 cents, of course there's going to be considerable pressure.
Yeah, just thinking 35,000 birds in a shed sounds like Copperface Jacks. Anyway, what he mentioned there about the cost, what's the breakdown, Ella, of a 5 euro chicken? Who gets and who pays what?
Yeah, so the farmer gets 38 cent. The feed is paid for by the processor because of this control. The feed is 1 euro 28 in and around. The day old chicks, they cost 6 cent per chick. The processor gets 1 euro 23. The supermarket gets the biggest chunk, 1 euro 39. And, you know, as I said earlier, this is a problem. It's a volatile industry. We go into the supermarkets, everything's fine. We buy cheap food. But the cost of cheap food and convenience is the fact that underneath all that, there is a bit of chaos going on. And farmers like Allo he made a very important point there about reinvestment in houses. And that's the long game for them. It's not just about today. It is about the long game, about how they're going to go into the future and whether it is an attractive industry for their kids as well.
Yeah, and you see, welfare is a huge issue, obviously, and they have to comply with a lot of EU directives, just like pig producers do. But they're at a crossroads, because you have to invest to do that. And if you're not going to be in business at the end of the process, what's the point?
Yeah, and I mean, who's going to invest? Who blames farmers for being concerned about investing in new houses when they don't have the kind of security that they need? It is the key issue. I mean, the European Commission in the year 2000 took scientific advice about the welfare of birds. By 2007, they had drawn up a kind of framework for what they call the Broiler Welfare Directive. And they told member states that in 2010, enact this, make it into law. Farmers are trapped in Ireland, and it's unclear to me. Now, I've asked the Department of Agriculture how many chicken houses in Ireland conform to the Broiler Welfare Directive as described by the European Commission, and they won't answer the question. My understanding is that there are none. But who can blame farmers? I mean, who would put down a couple of hundred thousand euro to modernise a unit when you're not sure about what you're getting and when you can't pay your gas bills? I mean, one other farmer I spoke to said to me, Ella, it's extremely tough at the moment. When we build new houses, we wanted a better future for ourselves. Farmers who haven't invested and don't have repayments, they're not hurting like this. We need more investment in modern units in Ireland. Very few new houses are being built. Somebody is making a lot of money along the line, but it's not us. It is a race to the bottom. And, you know, I think that the farmers should be in the centre of everything. And the problem in the chicken industry is that they are very much at the margins.
OK, cheap imports as well, another massive problem.
Huge problem. Report from Safe Food 2 weeks ago, they published what's called the Chicken Food Chain Report. The first time they've done that since 2005. Came out and said that 90% of chicken served in Irish restaurants is imported chicken. You know, it's a difficult one. People are under an awful lot of pressure. Another chicken farmer said to me, look, my wife, we're under pressure. We can't pay our bills. My wife goes into the supermarkets and tries to look for value too. So I can see both sides of the coin. But Allo is very aware of this problem of the catering industry and also butchers selling cheap imports.
Unfortunately, you're competing against a catering industry that has, what, 90% of their chickens? They have unknown welfare, unknown environment standards, just the white van man coming round. We have a butchers where we have some of the most talented craft butchers in the world, and yet purchasing from the white van man as well. Unknown welfare, unknown environment standards, and that's hard to stomach. And I know
you're talking about the white van man being import.
Yeah, it could come from any part of the world. There won't be an Irish poultry industry. We have lost some of them fantastic brands like Golden Feather from Monaghan Poultry that is lost. We lost a whole industry in Limerick where we lost Contohar and Castle Mahon. People really need to wake up to that thought. So do the supermarkets. They have to realise there is consequences for losing an industry.
You're very upset about this, aren't you?
I'm absolutely upset because I know if the poultry industry goes, you lose different feed mills throughout the country. That makes it more inefficient for beef and dairy farms that are around that are being supplied from this. But if this farm wasn't here, there's 35 jobs are going to be lost tomorrow. That's in the feed processing area, that's in the feed mills, that's in the haulage, that's in the service industry, that's in the catchers. All of those jobs go. And that's the sad part. They don't understand how important primary producers are. We're going to lose these industries and we'll never get them back.
Okay, a Cork egg producer has texted us to say we in the egg industry are also affected by the same increase in global cereal prices.
So, yeah.
And Conal says, how can I be absolutely sure chicken is Irish, not just packed or butchered here?
That point on the eggs is very interesting. I was down in Port Leash with the IFA, spoke to some egg guys, and they're in exactly the same position. With butchers, I think, first of all, it's very important to say how important it is to support your local butcher. We need a variety in the retail sector, but it is a problem. It's an increasing problem that the Craft Butchers Association is going to have to face up to. What I would say is ask your butcher, look him or her in the eye. But it is hard. It is hard because if they want to lie to you, they can. But in general, as Alo said, there are some amazing butchers out there. Don't give up on them.
Well, the chances are if you buy a sandwich in a forecourt or you're buying your chicken tikka in the supermarket, that chicken, that's imported. That's all imported stuff.
Yeah.
But if you go to your butcher or you look for the quality assurance mark or some local producer's name.
Do you know what people need to know? It's all about price. Be led by the price. If it looks too cheap, it's imported.
Right.
It's a bigger problem here, which is how much we spend on our food.
Okay, well, briefly, back to the supermarkets. Farmers want fair play, as we heard at the beginning, and that's where they're going to protest on October the 9th.
Yeah, and this is one of the three reasons why they're taking a slightly risky protest on October the 9th in terms of the general public and the wider issue in Ireland and the economic situation we're in. But it's one of the key problems, which is that we don't have a code of practice. Micheál Martin announced the end of the groceries order in 2005, which was brought in 1987 to try and support small shops from being driven out of business by large supermarket chains. It banned below-cost selling. We don't have one. All the farmers have been saying to me in Port Leash, we need a code of practice. If we don't have a system, a structure in place, it's fair play, this is going to keep happening. And Alo very much agrees.
There is a price to pay for cheap food. And all we want to do is to see transparency. And if we can force transparency on our TDs and say, listen, we want you to have a code of practice there for supermarkets. We want you to go out there and make sure that there's nobody exploited. In our financial service industry, we have a financial ombudsman. What have we in relation to the supermarkets? Absolutely nothing. And what's unfortunate is there's not enough people actually standing up and saying, whoa, there is something happening here. We have so many people talking about how well farming is doing. It's no different than people talking up the housing market and then knocking the people that are saying, yes, it's a brilliant indigenous industry that creates a lot of employment, but we have to be real about the problems that are there, solve them, and yes, we have a great future going forward. But if we start to ignore them and we start to exploit some of the farmers and exploit some of the processing plants, then we're going to lose them.
You have three sons. Do you look forward to the day when one of them takes over your job here?
No. I love doing what I do. If it continues in this kind of vein, no, I wouldn't want them to go in. If it's going to mean it's an industry going nowhere.
Okay, Ella, have you been speaking to the supermarkets?
I have, because obviously this issue about a code of practice, and I put it also to Vincent, who himself is caught. I mean, Vincent is right in the middle of this. And I said, should there be even a contract where you link the price of feed with the price of what you get? And you know, he says it that kind of stuff doesn't work for the supermarkets. They don't want to take the risk. I have been speaking to the supermarkets. Lidl gave me a very short statement. Lidl Ireland is aware of current market conditions and is in discussions with its supply base in response to same. Tesco said pretty much the same thing. They recognise the difficulty faced by poultry farmers. However, it should be noted that we do not source poultry direct from farmers, but through poultry processors. And a word to Musgraves, Superquin and Supervalue. I think that of all the supermarkets, they are the ones that farmers in general are much more okay. friendly to. They also said they have no objection in principle to the creation of a code of practice to govern the relationship between suppliers and other actors in the supply chain. Now, I would
probably guess that they're the only retailer who would say that. And also, just a word on Musgrave's, they did launch their Better Together Sustainable Farming programme in the ploughing this week, which is trying to create a more a kind of long-term linkage and connection between supermarkets and farmers in a sustainable way. And for that, they should be applauded.
All right. OK, Ella, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that comprehensive report on the problems facing the chicken industry.